all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Sunday, August 18th. I'm Donna Vaughn, and here's what's happening. Gun safety advocates in Foley Square and around the nation raising their voices today. Demonstrators gathered in all 50 states to pressure lawmakers to adopt what they call common sense gun control, like across-the-board background checks and red flag laws. They're motivated, they say, by the nation's recent sweep of mass shootings. One person remains missing after a fatal plane crash in Dutchess County on Saturday. The twin-engine Cessna slammed into a house outside Poughkeepsie, killing the pilot and someone on the ground. One cop has minor injuries and almost a dozen people are under arrest after officers clashed with an unruly mob in Brooklyn Saturday night. The question now is why the crowd got so riled up. So is the U.S. economy about to run into some trouble? Wall Street apparently thinks a recession may be brewing, with stocks taking a tumble last week. But President Trump and his advisors trying to reassure the public today that it's all good. Big bucks for someone on Long Island. The one winning ticket sold in last night's $148 million Powerball drawing was picked up in Merrick at a gas station on Merrick Avenue. And Colin Kaepernick, the former football star behind the controversial national anthem protests, says the nation is not past it. That contradicts what Jay-Z said when he announced his new business deal with the NFL last week. 1010 Wins AccuWeather calls for another muggy evening, low 73 with storms around. More sticky weather tomorrow under a mix of sun and clouds, high 90, but real feels more like 100 degrees. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.